Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. It is 9:42 right now. We're always honored when this great man comes on our show. And Al is just telling me, Al, would you please tell us what Rick Tocca will be doing when he gets to town?
Well, I hope he's in shape because he is playing in the alumni, the Orange and Black game on the 15th. You can get tickets at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Lindros, LeClaire, Tocket, Briere, a whole lineup
of guys. What about
guys.
Jones?
And then Jones is not listed. I'm a little worried about it. Then the night after, coaching. Hall of Fame with Paul Holmgren.
Ladies and gentlemen, soon to be a Flyers Hall of Famer, the legendary Rick Tocket. Hi, Rick.
I get to come on the legendary show.
Come on, Rick.
I miss you guys.
Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Just from all my travels around the cities, different organizations I play with, I always have Flyer blood in me. Great organization, great city. I can't say enough about the time I've been there. You know, a lot of friends, a lot of things I have is because of playing for the Flyers. So thrilled to be mentioned with those guys.
Yeah, I voted for you. Jonesy didn't, but I did.
Right, yeah, I put you fifth in that five. There was five guys on the list.
I know you got cheap first, second, third, and fourth.
All right, but Rick, like, you guys are going to be on the ice. Can you still play?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not always on the ice, especially now I'm not coaching. But, you know, when you're coaching, you're on the ice every day, you know. Sure, I could still skate. I mean, a shift here or there. You know, I'm not going to – I can't give you 18 minutes a night, though. I'll tell you that. No
right.
chance.
Rick, how did you end up living in Las Vegas?
Well, when I didn't renew my contract with Arizona, my girlfriend lives in Vegas, just decided to move there. You know, you get a lot more house there. I've got some friends here, and I'm live about 30 minutes out of the city. Something different. I was actually at the Eagle-Raider game. I was just saying, the Eagle fans, do they travel well. They got to be the top three in the NFL for traveling because half that stadium was Eagle fans.
Well, I got to ask you that because that's what I was kind of leading to there, Rick. Yeah. Rick, we're killing them right now. They're 2-5, and they look like their new coaches don't know what they're doing. What is your observation having watched them up close?
Well, obviously, they didn't get the ball enough in that game defensively. I mean, you know, you guys know more than I. Just, you know, I'm a football fan. But I've always remembered the Eagles' defense being a little more aggressive. It seems like they're backing off a lot. Just my humble experience watching. I just didn't think they were aggressive enough, especially early against the Raiders. I mean, you know, obviously, Carr's having a great year. But he was just throwing those, you know, 7-8-yard passes. They were just giving it to him. And it was frustrating to watch because the Eagles couldn't get the ball back.
Well, here's the thing. I want you to go back to 2005 because you're there with Gretzky, and Gretzky has to leave because his mom passed away, and suddenly Rick Tocchet is the head coach. Were you ready? What's that like when you first do it?
Well, you're kind of nervous a little bit, but, you know, listen, you train as an assistant coach. You know, you watch, you know, you're there day to day. You see everything. You have your own ideas, but, you know, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for anything. So, you know, I just think it's the preparation day in, day out gets you to simulate those in-game decisions.
No, we don't think he knows what he's doing. Rick, there's a point in this game. I know you left early, but you were there for this. All right, Rick. So they call a penalty, but the Eagles are getting the ball. The punt team's coming out from Oakland, and the coach accepts the penalty, puts them back on the field. They get a first down. We think that's football 101. I mean, that's why I'm trying to understand. We don't think he's ready to be a head coach. Were you ready when you first did it? Did you feel comfortable and confident what you were doing?
You know, there's sometimes when you know, obviously there are decisions that you know, the ref goes easy, and you got to make a quick decision. And maybe in his head, I don't know, he thought, you know, back him up. I don't know the philosophy, but listen, you got to make those split second decisions. Hopefully, you know, you learn from, you know, whether it's a mistake or not, you learn from it. But yeah, I mean, there's times when you just got to make these split second decisions, and they're tough. I got to tell you, they're tough as a head coach, and hopefully you make more right than wrong. If not, you'll be on a panelist at TNT and T, like I am.
All right, Dynamite.
Wow. Well, all right. Now, you're doing a great job there, by the way. But, Rick, let me talk about the Flyers right now, because they've got a guy, Alain Vigneault, describes himself as a dinosaur. He's still kind of a disciplinarian. He could be tough on the players. He'll call them out publicly. Can you still do that in the NHL?
Yeah, you got to Angelo, walk a fine line. It's a new. These kids are—they're great. They're great athletes. They want to know why. You know, you have to have answers for them. You know, it's not just back in the day. And listen, I liked Mike Keenan, but it's do this, and you had no say. Now they have a say. You know, they're partners. Players are partners with the coaches if a coach wants to survive. But you still have to have. And I understand AV saying what he's saying, because you still have to have a little bit old school in you too. You can't just conform to everything. But you really got to listen. X and O's are great, and you can ask Jonesy. I mean, you can X and O the players to death, but if you don't have relationships and being able to talk to a player, any different role a player has, whether it's a first liner or fourth liner, you got to communicate with these guys and tell them the reasons why you're doing things. That's why when I was coaching, I always give the players a 5-day plan. Hey, we're going to practice this day. We're getting the day off. We're going to travel this way. We're staying here. Here's the reasons why. So maybe some older coaches don't agree with that, but I think you have to nowadays.
All right, could Keenan survive today with the style he used when he coached you?
No, not the style that he. No, no way. But Mike's a smart enough guy.
Yeah.
He probably would have conformed if he coached today. He would conform and know, hey, I got to switch my ways. But no, he couldn't. You know, even as the great Scotty Bowman. But like I said, they're great minds that they probably would conform and think of other ways to coach these guys.
All right, now tell me, I'm curious about the Flyers. They have still not won, and they did not win even when you were here. You won when you left here. Why do they keep coming up short, Rick? What's wrong with this organization that it cannot win a championship?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They'll do whatever it takes to win. Listen, they'll spend every dime. I've been to other organizations, and they don't do things that the Flyers do. Whatever you need, they'll do. So that's one thing that I got to give them a lot of credit. You know, there's some years where they had a solid team, they just didn't have the goaltender, or maybe they were just too defensive and did not enough offense, or too offense. I just think to win a Stanley Cup, you have to click on all. You got to be a little bit lucky, but you got to click on all cylinders. You have to have the goalie, and the offense all kind of clicking at the same time. And for whatever reason, they've had a tough time, like just all three of those clicking at the same time. I like their team this year, though. I think they're a good team. They're a very good team. If they get better as the season goes on, and they make the playoffs, they can make some noise, because they have some good veterans. They got some good young players, and if their goaltending can hang on, and it seems like they're playing pretty good to start the year, this could be a dangerous team.
All right, now, Jonesy was telling me that you're part of the TNT team. You guys are terrific. And that you have a special friendship with Charles Barkley. Does this go back to when you were playing here and Charles was playing here?
Yeah, and Charles lives in Scottsdale, and I lived there for, the last 5-6 years. So we play a lot of golf. We made a couple of trips together. Just a fabulous guy. He came on the set there, and it was hilarious. I mean, but for a high... like a world-class athlete, he didn't know how to put a goalie glove on. He didn't know how to hold a stick. Shaq didn't even know how to hold a stick. I think he held it upside, the bottom up. That amazes me for world-class athletes. Couldn't know how to shoot a puck or put a glove on, a goalie glove. That was amazing to me.
All right, rank these things you've done, because you've done them all great. Playing, coaching, broadcasting. What order of fun do you rank those three things?
Well, definitely playing's number one. I mean, you can't you know, that's the one thing I'll miss, the competition in the dressing room, the boys, and winning. Well, listen, coaching's next for me because it's, you know, you're the next line of, you know, to win. You're trying to help your players, you know, dissect the game and try to make players better. And then media is just obviously is less stress. I mean, there's no stress in media. Like, really? You know, like Jonesy always says, keep your tie on straight and just start yapping and you'll be fine. That was his advice to me. I asked Jonesy, you know, he's a veteran 20-year guy. I go, Jonesy, you got any advice for me? Yeah, just have your tie on straight and just start yapping. Nobody really cares what you say anyway. So that's my buddy Jones's advice.
Well, you got it down to a science.
All right.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, Rick, one last thing, because you know I love asking you about soup. All right? I try to get a little controversy going. Can soup ever serve as a main course?
I think nowadays, yes. I think a lot of people are, you know, more diet conscious than ever. I think my girlfriend's like that, and it took me a while. Like, she starts making soup, and I'm like, is that it? And she kind of looked at me like, yeah, it's a hearty soup. It's a, you know. So,
I would say, too. Yes.
20 years ago, no chance. But now I think that it's the new world. Yes, soup can be as a main course.
What would be, like, a very hearty soup that your girlfriend would make for you? What do you really like?
Well, she just made an Italian, like that vegetable Italian soup, but she got mad at me because I said there's too many potatoes. I don't want a lot of potatoes in my soup. That's the one thing I've found over the years.
Okay.
Potatoes can, like a lot of potatoes can ruin a soup. That's what I think.
Oh, wow. So it's a minestrone with too many potatoes.
And, well, she just made the other day without potatoes, but she was kind of, you know, pissed at me. But she said, I got no potatoes. Like, you know, you have no potatoes. You're satisfied. Like, so... She did it, but she wasn't happy with it.
All right. What's your position on beans?
Love beans. Love beans.
Yep.
You know, just, you got to just make sure you stay in for the night. You know, you're not going out.
You're on fire.
I wouldn't do it to the boys on the TNT panel either.
Jonesy wants to make sure the quote was accurate. Your girlfriend said to you, is that it?
What? A lot of more potatoes.
Al, tell again, Rick Tockett to be honored.
Rick Tockett, you want to see him play again for the Flyers Monday, November 15th, 7 o'clock, Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. Get your tickets, LeClaire, Lindros, Tockett. The next night in the Hall of Fame with Paul Holmgren.
Rick, you're the best, man, the best. We love you, man. Thanks.
Love you guys. Love you guys. See you, Tock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.